97.7 Dundalk FM Town Talk.
Now I am joined on the line with his fortnightly slot by author, broadcaster, science journalist and creator of science spinning website, Sean Duke. Good morning, Sean.
Hi, Marissa. How are you?
I am good, Sean. This is the first time I've spoken to you on air. You're normally here with Pat. And I have to confess, we're a little bit outside of my own comfort zone this morning. Science was never my thing. But it seems at the moment it's having a moment and it's become very, very sexy, dare I say it. You're going to talk to us this morning about the aging process and what science is doing to try and slow that down.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, science, of course, looks at problems that need to be solved. And in recent decades, they've looked at aging as something that might not be inevitable, but maybe it could be a problem that needs to be solved and can be solved as well. So there are a lot of scientists, reputable scientists, who are working in this area, and it's quite amazing the progress that is being made. We know that aging is caused essentially by our DNA, which is, you know, we will have heard of DNA, which is this code that's in our cells, and that DNA over time starts to break down, if you like, and there are errors in the DNA. And when that happens, as we age, then the DNA, the breakdown of the DNA leads to cancers being created and various diseases being created that are associated with aging. So people will be aware of many of these, like dementia and Alzheimer's and osteoarthritis, and there's a long list of them, and these are considered diseases of aging. So I suppose that the approach of scientists is to try and increase our lifespan. That's one thing. But probably even more importantly is to increase what they call the health span of people. So the age at which, you know, you last without having to suffer any of these diseases of aging. And in Ireland, interestingly, the EU looked at this and they found that the age at which our health starts to kind of deteriorate, if you like, on average in Ireland, and they did this for all the EU countries, is 66 in men and 67 in women. So after age 66 in men and 67 in women, we start to get these diseases. So if we can push that down to maybe, you know, 76 or 77, wouldn't that be wonderful? Because people will get an extra 10 years of good health.
Absolutely. And it just struck me there, 66 and 67, you know, it's the pension age at the moment, although I know they're pushing that out a bit as well. So they're saying, right, you know, science is helping you live longer and we're going to get more productivity out of you. Now, this sounds, and you know, if you take this, I suppose, to what might be its ultimate conclusion, it almost sounds like stuff that certainly when I was younger was the realm of science fiction. But it seems now with the advances in medical science that these previous fictions are becoming a reality.
Absolutely, yeah. And I mean, I've talked to very reputable scientists, like, for example, one Professor Luke O'Neill, who's in Trinity College, who's a world-class immunologist. He works on the human immune system. And I was a bit taken aback when he told me for an article I was doing that he expects that people will be living to 120 years of age. And, you know, that's extraordinary. And that we might be living for, say, 100 years in good health. So this would be like my children, for example, who are, you know, there's two of them aged 10, another one aged 11. So those kids have a very good chance of living to 100 and beyond. And we, you know, we may be long gone at that stage, but in good health, which is amazing. And what they've done, some of the things that they are doing are incredible. There are cells that they've identified now that seem to be responsible for a lot of the aging process, and they're called senescent cells. And there is work going on in America, in Harvard, and a few other places where they're actually in mice now. It hasn't happened in humans yet, but in mice they've actually shut these cells off. They've stopped these aging cells, if you like, from working. So there was a famous picture about a year and a half or 2 years ago that came out of two mice, and you know, mice live to be about 2 years of age. So at 2 years of age, a mouse is pretty elderly. So one mouse had just been left to age naturally, if you like, so he was there and looked fairly withered. And then the other two-year-old mouse, who was exactly the same age, looked incredibly sprightly because he had all his senescent aging cells removed. So it was incredible, the difference. So they haven't actually, they're trying to get this into trials in humans, but they haven't managed to do it yet because the way they do it in mice could be dangerous in humans. So they're still trying to figure that out, but it is definitely coming. And then, of course, the other thing that's happening, which is huge, is that people will have heard of stem cells. Stem cells are these amazing cells that can develop into any other cell. So that these flexible cells that could become a skin cell or a brain cell or whatever cell you like, they're completely flexible. And these stem cells are being developed so that essentially we'll have this amazing repair kit for our body. So as we get older, we get problems with our heart, say, then we might be able to, well, we will be able to use stem cells to inject them, for example, there's different ways of doing it, into the damaged area of the heart where they grow into new heart cells. So your heart is repaired. So same with kidneys, or same with maybe your arthritic knees. They'll just inject stem cells into your arthritic knees and you'll have brand new, fresh bone created. And, you know, this will go on. So the things that would normally happen in our body as we age will just be corrected by stem cells. So it's just remarkable. And then, of course, the brain is a little bit more difficult, of course, because for lots of reasons it's so complicated. But even in the brain, they're saying that they may be able to use stem cells to repair damaged areas that are caused from dementia and Alzheimer's in particular, which would be amazing, because what Alzheimer's does is it essentially causes holes in your brain. And, you know, that has been thought to be irreversible, that was it, final story, that you couldn't do anything about it once that happened. But they're looking at stem cells as a possible way to slow that, or maybe even ultimately repair that. So, you know, while scientists still believe that you know, we're not going to live forever, although there's some that think we might, we're not going to live forever, it certainly looks like that we could live to be 100 and maybe slightly beyond, and in pretty good health, which would be a huge change for humanity.
Okay, I don't want to go off on a tangent, but it's enough a pity that we might be living longer. We may not have the planet to live upon. Sean, you talked there about the stem cells being injected into knees and to joints and that. Will that ultimately eradicate the necessity for, you know, replacements?
Yeah, it could well do. And again, there are remarkable developments. For example, there's a team in the Royal College of Surgeons in Dublin. So some of these things are happening here in Ireland. And I spoke to the leader there of the team there, a man called Fergal O'Brien, recently. And he told me a fascinating story about how they had used stem cell technology, regenerative medicine, they call it, because it regenerates cells when they get damaged or aged. They use this on a horse. The horse was called Beyonce, like after the singer, and the horse was a show jumping horse, and it got arthritis essentially in its knees, and it was going to have to be put down, and that was the end of it. But they thought, okay, before we do that, let's try this stem cell technology, which is available. So they injected the stem cells into Beyonce's knees, and Beyonce is actually, not only did she not have to be put down, but she's back show jumping. So that's incredible.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so there's a huge industry, as we all know, in knee replacements and hip replacements and all of this. And a lot of times they don't go particularly well, because you're putting something into your body. It doesn't perfectly fit the damaged area. So with stem cells, you could actually just remove the damaged tissue, scrape it out, if you like a surgeon, and then you'd have an irregular shape that has to be filled. But then you would inject your stem cells and they would grow to fill that space perfectly, and it'd be brand new bone. So yes is the answer, that this may well lead to a situation where we don't have to have all these implants, these kind of metal implants, that stem cells. It'll be a natural approach that you will inject cells that will be told, essentially, once you go into the body, we want you to be a bone cell, or once you go into the body, into the heart, we want you to be a heart cell or kidney cell or whatever it is. And that's what they'll do, and they'll repair the tissue or replace the tissue that's been damaged.
I suppose the big question here now for a lot of people, Sean, would be, if we're going to live to 120, and you talked about the rejuvenation of the brain and the heart and, you know, the arteries and the joints, but, you know, what about on the exterior? Are we going to look 120? Because most of us, you know, if we don't have that portrait in the attic, everything else is just going to go south, like.
Yeah, well, Well, even with skin, I mean, skin is the most obvious way that we look old, I suppose, because our skin starts to change. It gets saggy and wrinkly and changes colour and all of that. So that's the obvious thing. But even with skin, they can actually do things to slow down the ageing of skin cells, or even use regenerative medicine, what I described there, to actually create new layers of skin cells. Because remember that our skin cells are always shedding and replacing themselves. So, I mean, it could be possible that you don't have to, you know, be like a Hollywood star and getting some kind of surgery, that you, there may be ways to actually make you look younger on the outside as well.
Okay, and we do know that one can be big, big business. Listen, I said to you, Sean, here at the outset that I was outside of my comfort zone, but I have to say you managed to make that a hell of a lot more interesting than my science teacher at school. No disrespect to him, and I'm sure he's not listening now. Anyway, just to let people know, you have your own website there, Science Spinning.
Yes, Science Spinning. I do some writing and radio work and here and there. And if they'd like to check it out, it's just sciencespinning.com. It's a blog site that I have.
Excellent stuff. Well, Sean, you will be back with Pat in a couple of weeks. But in the meantime, I really did enjoy that this morning. Thank you so much. It was extremely fascinating.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure.
97.7 Dundalk FM. Town Talk.